Throughout history, there are some people who have gained great respect, while others have not. We wonder why this is. For instance, Abraham Lincoln was highly respected and was regarded as one of the great men in the history of America and in the world. He was the 16th president of the country, and he united the country after the Civil War and fought the slavery. Abraham Lincoln was born and brought up in a Christian family. He read many books, and he was influenced by the Bible and by the book Uncle Tom's Cabin. He said, "In regard to this great book, the Bible, I have but to say, it is the best gift God has given to man. All the good the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book, which both led him in his fight against slavery and for the freedom of all Americans." Another famous leader named Adolf Hitler is not respected by most people and is known as one of the most destructive people in the world. He led his country into the Second World War and was responsible for killing thousands of people as well as 6 million Jewish people. He said, "I believe that I am acting in accordance with the will of the Almighty Creator by defending myself against the Jew. I am fighting for the work of the Lord. However, I believe that he was not a believer of Christ because he didn't follow the teaching of Christ." Where is the similarity between Abraham Lincoln and Adolf Hitler? They were both national leaders. One was the president, and another was the chancellor of the country. Both of them read many books. The difference between these two people is that Lincoln worked for the glory of God, and he was highly respected. But Adolf Hitler didn't work for the glory of God. He worked for his own ambition, and he was not respected. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31 says, "Whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." These two stories tell us that the purpose of humans is to glorify our Lord and enjoy Him forever. If you remember in my last sermon, I was talking about the message of God in Galatians chapter 1. Do you remember the two main messages in the chapter? The first one is the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. The second one is the apostleship of Paul. And Paul told them that he was the true apostle of Christ. And the true gospel was given to Jesus. And our Lord Jesus started talking about the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, and he spent much time on the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God. But after the death of Jesus and his resurrection, his disciples started talking about the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. There was the good news. There was the gospel of Jesus Christ. And in the time of Jesus, many people came to see Jesus, because they believed that Jesus was the only way, He was the truth, and He was the life. And all of those who came to Jesus were saved, and they were healed, and they were transformed, and they were given a new life. Before Paul, the author of the book of Galatians, believed in Jesus, he killed many followers of Christ. Later, Paul met with Jesus on the way to the Damascus, and he accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior, and he was completely transformed. From the time, Paul gave his whole life to follow Jesus. He wrote 13 of the 27 books in the New Testament. He preached the gospel in many countries. He was the first person to preach the gospel to non-Jewish people. Without Paul, many people would never have heard about the gospel, and the mission of God may well have ended. Martin Luther was known as one of the most influential reformers in the 16th century. Was a Catholic monk. One day, he was reading the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 17. The righteous will live by faith. And the message touched his heart. He was totally transformed by the message of God. The gospel of Jesus so impressed him, and that he spent much time fighting against the false gospel. Today, I will focus on chapter 2 of Galatians, and I will be reading verse 16. A man is not justified by observing the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. This is the most important verse in the book of Galatians, as well as in the whole Bible. What does this mean? What does this mean? The word justify comes from the Greek word dikaio. Dikaio means declare or demonstrate or show to be righteous. Justify also means save. So we can say I am saved by Jesus, or I am justified by Jesus. Justify is the more legal term. As you know, at the time of Israel was occupied by Rome, and the people of Israel and Judah followed the law and the regulations of Rome. Based on the law, if a man was justified, it meant a man was declared to be righteous. For example, if a man broke the law, and later his sins were forgiven, and then a lawyer would take him into a public place and said, now this man is dikaiou, this man is justified, this man is righteous, this man was, sins was forgiven, he is righteous, he is no more sinner. And believers of Christ believe that Jesus died for our sins. And we believe that Jesus was our Lord and Savior. And we are justified. And we became righteous in God. And we are still told in Galatians chapter 2 verse 16, a man is not justified by observing the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. And we still need to understand what the faith is. What is faith? How can we have faith? In Romans 10 verse 17 says, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. To have faith, we need to hear about the word of God. To hear the word of God, we need to speak the word of God. Samuel Marsden was the first missionary who came to New Zealand in 1814. In 1884, two missionaries named Grant Underwood and Henry Appengelo came to Korea to speak about the word of God. If they hadn't talked about the word of God, many people might not have heard about the gospel. That is why our Lord Jesus spent much time talking and teaching and preaching the word of God. Look at our Lord Jesus. He was fully God, and he was also fully man. He was brought up by his human father, Joseph, and his human mother, Mary. And he was trained by them. And later he started talking about the kingdom of God. And he trained his disciples of Christ. Since the time, disciples of Jesus had spoken about the word of God. The message has spoken to many countries here in this world. About 2.2 billion people today have ever heard about the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. About 31% are believers of Christ. Why are we here in this place? Why are we here in this place? We come to church to worship our Lord. And we come to church to hear about the word of God. We come to church to teach about the word of God. We come to church to preach the word of God. The word of God is the good news of Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Now we come back to faith. Nero, the wicked Roman emperor, killed many people with no reason, including believers of Christ, because he needed people to blame his burning down many buildings. The Christians were gathered in a big amphitheater in Rome to be killed. But the believers of Christ were not afraid. They were not terrified. Instead, they praised God. They praised God so loudly. Their faith affected many people in the amphitheater. Their faith also affected some of the Roman officials who later accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. The Roman officials had heard about the gospel through the heart of believers of Christ. This is faith. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, "Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." Faith doesn't want us to show the evidence. Faith has helped us to believe in God without any specific evidence. It is like it's one of us. We didn't see ourselves coming out of our mother's womb, but we believe in our father and in our mother. All of us here in this church have never seen Jesus with our physical eyes, but we do believe that Jesus died for us and he was resurrected. And we do believe Jesus is our Lord and Savior. That is belief. Remember the true gospel, which says, Galatians 2 verse 16, "A man is not justified by observing the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ." Now we need to understand the law of God is. What is the law of God? It is the written code, law and regulations in the word of God. The law is still very important to believers of Christ. And thus our Lord Jesus said in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 17, "I have not come to abolish the law or the prophets, but to fulfill them." When Jesus came into the world, the law of God was written in the Old Testament. And after Jesus' death and resurrection, the law of God included the New Testament as well. The law of God is found in the Old Testament, while the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, is found in the New Testament. And we are told that a man is not justified or saved by observing the law. A man is justified by faith in Jesus Christ. And the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 8 and 9 says, "You have been saved by grace through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." If Abraham believed he had been saved by his own works, he must have been proud of himself. Just as if you believe that you are saved by your own works, then you must be proud of yourself. But the Bible says that you and I are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. That is the message of God. And thus Paul said in the book of Galatians chapter 2 verse 19, "Through the law I died to the law, so that I might live for God." Paul believed that the law brought him death and despair. He thought that he had no hope. But through the death of Jesus, he was given hope, and he was given eternal life. And thus verse 20 says, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me." All of us have been crucified with Christ. All of our sins, distress and anxieties, worries and sadness were crucified with Christ. "And I no longer live, but Christ lives in me." Through our Lord Jesus, we have been given hope. We have been given a new life. It is called a new law. It is the true gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. This is the grace of God. And thus Paul continued to say in verse 21, "I do not set aside the grace of God. For if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing." Don't forget that we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Grace has been given each one of us for free. And he has saved us for free and given freedom to each one of us. And thus Paul was joyful while he was doing the ministry of God, teaching and preaching the word of God. Even if he was troubled, he was not afraid. He was overjoyed in Christ Jesus. Let us read together 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. "Our Lord Jesus Christ, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort." This world is full of troubles and sufferings and hardships. And thus our Lord said to us in the book of John, chapter 16, verse 33, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." If we are in Christ Jesus, if we are believers in our Lord, if we are believers of Christ, we are not afraid. We can overcome because God is with us. Let us build the kingdom of God through our church Greyfriars. Let us help together. Let us encourage each one of us. Let us work together because God is with us and God will help us to be here in this place. May God bless you. Let us pray to our Lord.